Hello, everybody. Welcome to Amazing You. I am your host. My name is Dr. Rani Thanakodi. I am a clinical certified hypnotherapist using rapid transformational therapy method. I am an international inspirational speaker. I am a Mars-Venus life and relationship coach, breathwork coach, astrologer, life force compassion practitioner, chakra practitioner, and tarot reader. And today I am super excited, everybody, to introduce you to this wonderful lady whose name is Nikki Cuesta. She's the founder and CEO at Born Global and Empower to Inspire and Ladies of Leadership. Nikki's mission is to build leaders globally, and she uses her Building in Leadership Mindset podcast to highlight small business owners. So welcome, Nikki, to Amazing You.
Thank you so much, Rainey, for the invitation. Absolutely happy to be here. Glad to know you and be in community with you. It is just awesome. It's an awesome day, and I'm ready to chat it up with you.
It is really something I've been waiting for a long time, to have a chat with you. And finally, we are here. You can share with the audience today. And I'm very, very thankful and grateful for your time. And my first question to you, Nikki, is tell us briefly about your story.
Wow. It always seems to get briefer and briefer, right? Because you kind of get to hone in as you become guests and as you are a host. But I would love to share my story in a nutshell. And it really was just a young girl with a dream to leave some type of legacy. What that looked like, I never knew. Okay. As I was growing into my own. Mm-hmm. I just knew that I love to help others, support others, and really find solutions on problem solving. I had my first career, started in the healthcare industry at the age of 24. I was already married with a son, and I had no healthcare background. I was given that one opportunity that we all look for based on whatever it was, yes, whether it was my personality or whether it was just my drive and my hunger to really be a part of something. So when I joined that company, I kind of soaked everything all in, create my own systems to dedicate to my day to day. And when that was noticed by management team, I became a corporate trainer.
Okay.
But it didn't include a title, mm-hmm, and it didn't include an increase in pay. Okay. I had one promotion in 14 years and also led to training in that department. Mm-hmm. I love what I did. I love who I work with, but I was still feeling unfulfilled. And after 2020 hit us, where we all started to see a little bit more clearer, I started assessing what I really wanted to do, and not having the opportunities, I decided to create them myself. So I broke the glass ceiling and I used notary as a vehicle out of this company. And since then, I've been building my dream.
Wow, that is wonderful. Thank you for sharing that, because there are so many women whom I know, who I have met, I have seen as well. They are so unhappy in their jobs. They can be at a quite high level, but they don't feel fulfilled. And I talked to a woman recently. When you look at her, she looks really great, the way she dressed. And then I asked her, how are you doing? And I was so shocked, Nikki. You wouldn't believe what she told me. She said, I feel like shit inside.
Wow.
I was so touched by that, because it made me realize that people might show an appearance of being happy in the corporate world, but at this time, they are looking for something more and they are feeling stuck in where they are. So you have shown a lot of bravery to make that step to become your own business, to open your own business and to be in control of your life. Yeah. And I'm sure you will inspire many, many people who are listening, the audience today, who are in that position where they don't know what they should do and they feel stuck in their corporate jobs. So thank you so much, Nikki.
You're welcome.
So tell us, Nikki, what has been the greatest challenge in your life and how did you overcome it? And what has this taught you about yourself?
Well, the greatest challenge in my life has been caring for others, putting others first before myself. Mm-hmm. As a natural giver, as an Aries, as a fire sign, I still have that headstrong determination to create and be. So I had to learn that I had to kind of let some things go in order for me to drive into what I'm doing today and inspire others to do the same. And that's where Empower to Inspire and Ladies of Leadership were actually born, because as I was going through my limiting beliefs and how I was raised and the mindset that we had as young Latinos in the Chicago area, just really looking for ways to survive. And, you know, now as a mom, I didn't want that for my son. So I involved him in my journey of self-discovery, of entrepreneurship, where now, you know, he just graduated and he's coming into his own as his own entrepreneur with his ideas and artistic ways. And it's a beautiful thing to watch that you really have to kind of learn how to talk better to yourself, give yourself grace, allow yourself to succeed, allow yourself to be successful, to jump those milestones, you know, leaps and bounds, and all with faith. Sometimes we start something or we have an idea, but we don't believe that we can do it. Mm-hmm. So yes. For a long time, that was me. Who's going to listen to me? Who's going to take me seriously? What else do I have to do in order for me to show that I'm here for the long haul? So that was a huge challenge. And then family work or family business balance, as far as time and sharing those valuable moments with my family while I'm still trying to build my dream. Yeah. So I had to learn that very, very hard. You know, because I was just driven to gain everything that I needed to gain in order to move forward. But after justifying why I was doing what I was doing, my family was more understanding. So we came up with, you know, just adding that to your schedule. It's that simple fix that where the business and the work is not everything. Yeah. It's just a part of your journey. So I would have to say those two, just tackling limiting beliefs, where I just started self-discovery and enjoying learning new things that I was able and capable of doing beyond my, you know, expectations, because I never tried it, but because I was consistent and just did no matter what the outcome was going to be, I learned so many things and I enjoy doing what I do today.
That is great. Thank you, Nikki. And one thing you mentioned is you change your self-talk. Can you tell us how did you change that? Because so many people have that negative self-talk. Can you give us one way that you use to change that negative self-talk, the way you talk to yourself and to talk to yourself in a better way? How did you do that?
Yeah, absolutely. So obviously, when I first went into this entrepreneurial space and networking and meeting other people, my first speaking engagement where I was entered into a competition, I was literally there for 10 minutes that morning. It was a very early event. Yes. And I was looking at the people, you know, they're external, right? Yes. Just kind of surface level, but they were just amazing and just doing wonderful things. And I literally felt like I was not worthy. Wow. Of being in that room for a quick second. And that's mm-hmm. what you call the inner hater, that yes. voice that talks to you every day, yes. where sometimes it gives you those pep talks to keep going, but sometimes they bring you back to what they would think is reality, right? Like, you can't do it. Mm-hmm. The imposter syndrome comes in.
Yeah.
So I started doing mirror work. Mm-hmm. I learned this through a self-development coach that I had back in late 2021. Yes. And I wish I had this so much sooner, right?
Yeah.
And it was a challenge. Like, every time we walked across the mirror, no matter what, you had to tell yourself something good.
Yes.
You're a great mom. You're mm-hmm. awesome. You're changing lives. And I literally have a whiteboard that I see every day that I can look at right now. And the first one is, I am worthy of all blessings.
The last one is,
I am impacting the world. And because that is my mission, I read those every day. And once you start speaking to yourself in that manner, you start believing. Yes, and then yes. you start taking action. So if that helps, start looking in the mirror and telling yourself that you are worthy, and everything else positive that's going to get you through the struggles and through the pain of whatever it is you're going through that day, that week, that month, that year.
Yes.
It's all worth fighting for.
I completely agree with you when you talk about the mirror work, because I have been doing it for a few years already, and I can tell you, you are the person who did it too. Like, we are proof that it works, that this exercise works, and it's so powerful, because to stop the negative self-talk, which is about how we criticize ourselves, the best way to change that is to praise ourselves using the mirror work. So nobody will praise you more than yourself. So you have to praise yourself for others to praise you. It all starts with us. Yes. Thank you, Nikki.
You're welcome.
And can you share with us who has been the most influential person in your life and why, Nikki?
I can only choose one.
Okay. One or two, whoever has impacted you, have had the biggest impact on your life.
Wow. The biggest impact. It's so hard to say, but I'm going to just have to go with, and I'll give you two, because these were the starters. The first person that impacted my life was Emilio Roman, who's my publisher of my first book. And it all took him to ask me, okay, what is your story?
Right.
And then he introduced me to Jose Escobar, who is one of my coaches, my sponsors, a huge supporter from the Connected Leaders Academy, who has absolutely been the inspiration for me to open and start those two communities that you mentioned in my bio, which started with Ladies of Leadership. We're celebrating a year this year.
Wow, and congratulations, then, Nikki.
Thank you. And then Empower to Inspire, which goes on tour January 2024. So
wow,
those would have to be the two, but it's everyone in my communities that I learn and I'm inspired from, that I, you know, help. And it's just a joy to see what I have seen within just a little less than 2 years, the growth.
Wow. That's beautiful. That is amazing. Also, Nikki, would you please share with us the three qualities that you admire most in that person?
Their commitment.
Okay.
Their support.
Mm-hmm.
And their faith.
Right. Okay.
People hate the fishy smell and the fishy taste of most Omega products. Juice Plus Omega Blend is 100% plant-based, containing 5 different omegas from algal oil and seeds from fruits and vegetables. Juice Plus Omega Blend. There's nothing fishy about it.
And what quote that you have used yourself to cope in challenging times, Nikki?
Wow. Well, I have my quote that I actually end each of my podcasts with, and that is make it count. Three little words. If we just take action and really take every second and use it intentionally for serving and for being served, it's powerful. So it would have to be make it count.
That's beautiful. Make it count. Yes. And you were talking earlier about your books that you've published. Can you tell us more about that? Can you show us your book if you've got them?
Yes, absolutely. So
yes, please.
This is one of many. This is my only book that I have. It's my authority book that I, it's called Building a Leadership Mindset, and it's a 13 mindsets to give yourself permission to succeed. So it's 13 chapters. It spells out Create Success, which is one of my programs that I have. And it starts with courage and ends with satisfaction. And this is just my story from jumping on Leap of Faith and how I did it within the last 20 years. I also am part of Spiritual Fitness Survivor, Warrior Women. And then this is the new one coming out January. I'm a co-author in Transforming Pain into Purpose. I have a leadership book and a book on autism as well. That's coming out in November. And I'm working on a couple other ones.
That is very exciting, Nikki. Super exciting to hear of your book and of the great things that you are achieving, the other books that are coming. So I'll keep looking on your post for these new books to come at the end of the year or early new year. Yes. Wow. That is wonderful. Congratulations, Nikki.
Thank you so much.
And what would you say today, Nikki, to people who are watching and listening to this video and this audio? What would you like to tell them to encourage them, to those people who are facing some really tough times? You know, this with the financial crisis, people losing jobs.
Yes, absolutely. When I was going through my journey on actually stepping out on faith, again, it was during COVID. It was that first year. We got it in March. I think we had a few choices, right? We either sat back and waited till it went by, or we start making shifts. And I chose to make a shift. And that September, I took a very close look at who I was, what was my purpose in life, how did I want to get there, and what was I going to do to get it? Like, what was my why? Yeah. So if you're listening to this and you have just even an inch of an idea of a hope of, I was hoping to get laid off on a severance package. And, you know, I never want to wish that upon anyone, but use your funds right now as your fund builder, as your destiny, as your business builder. And start making the moves. You're going to have to deal with a lot of mindset shifts. One, two, you're going to have to challenge yourself and discipline yourself to sacrifice some things in order for your vision to come alive and connect with someone that has been there, that has done it, that's ready to support you. And I know that there are some in the groups. I'm all about having a coach through this process. For a long time, 2015 to 2020, I did it on my own. Okay. Even up until 2022. And I said, you know what? I need to hire a coach. And I did. And it was the best decision. It was a sacrifice. You know, it took a couple vacations away. It took, you know, some entertainment away. But what's worth it? You know, what is your life worth? Do you want to exist? Or do you want to leave a legacy for our generations to come?
Yes. Or do you want to die with your dreams and your gifts with you without having had the opportunity to share them?
Yes. Yeah. And that is not an option. That's a non-negotiable.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you, Nikki.
Thank you.
And I would like you to share with us, Nikki, what books or book impacted you the most and why, Nikki?
The book that impacted me the most was Rich Dad Poor Dad.
Okay.
It was definitely powerful.
Yes.
For me, because I had that, right? Like I had that parent that just, you know, didn't just knew how to survive, but I couldn't blame my parent. They were amazing. I never was left without, but I did have that mindset where you had to, like, things just couldn't happen for us. So when I read Rich Dad Poor Dad, the possibilities and the ideas just started flowing that, yes, I can do it. I can make it, and I'm going to do it. I'm going to do everything it takes, sacrifice whatever it takes and make it happen. And I've really carved out the path, but I can't take 100% advantage because, like I said, it takes a village to really showcase your success. You know, not only your coaches, but your support team, your friends, your family, and you're going to lose some along the way too. And you have to be ready for that. You have to have your defense. You have to have a game plan. Mm. What that game plan looks like, you don't know, but you have to take action and you're going to learn along the way.
Yes.
Don't try to learn it up front and then it takes you 10, 15, 20 years like it took me. And then you have to figure it out in like a chunk of time. If I would have known what I know today or had access to what I have today, it would have been a game changer. I would have been ahead of the game, but
yes,
I believe that we go through everything for a reason. And those are our teaching lessons and our expertise that are developed so that we can share and relate to those that we are helping. So I am grateful for every valley that I've been in. I am grateful for every heartache that I had to encounter. I am grateful for every loss, unfortunately, but the biggest loss and the shortest time that I felt like my world has ended was when I lost my brother in 2018 to an accidental overdose. And that's really where I said, life is too short.
Yeah.
Just continue on the journey that you were on and make it happen.
Yes. I am sorry for the loss of your brother, Nikki. And thank you so much for sharing that. There's one point that I would like to come back when you talk about you having a coach, because you and I, we know how important it is. Can you tell the audience how having a coach has changed your life, Nikki?
Oh my goodness. So before having a coach, I was doing a lot of market research myself, right, which takes time. You know, AI wasn't available a couple years back. And I mean, they were out there. There's a lot of stuff that's AI, but like it hasn't been like utilized or shared as often. So the importance of having a coach is that it minimized the time frame of growth. And I am a walking testimony of that. And my journey started May 14th, 2022, like when it really started, like getting into this networking space. I already had a business. I already had all the goods and the, you know, skills. But as soon as I got that coach, I just saved like 5 to 6 years on income, you know, just trying to figure it out myself or have other people do it for me.
Yes.
I have saved on time, stress. Like what's really important to me and why I left my corporate job was my peace, time and my peace. And having a coach and having that person to hold you accountable, because we are quick to let ourselves down. We are quick to lie to ourselves. We are quick to just push ourselves to the side. But when you have a coach that guides you, that is where the magic happens. That is where the success starts. But it all is up to you and how quick or fast, I mean, how quick or slow you want to go.
Yes.
So it's important to have that experience, that expertise where you're going to grow. And then sometimes you outgrow your coaches, and then you need another coach in another level that's, you know, doing something different. So I'm all about multiple coaches as well. I'd say no more than three.
Okay.
At a time. But definitely, and it's not that they're not good. It's just that they've gotten you to a certain level. Yes. And it's time to move on so you can get to that next level.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. I think any investment that you make on yourself, it is not really, you do not lose anything. Yes. It's like you gain more from investing in yourself. And I would tell people, anybody who is watching today, do not hesitate to invest in yourself, either finding a coach, finding a therapist, find someone who can see things that you cannot see for yourself. Because the coach will help you to open your mind to, and they could see things about you that you don't know about yourself. So please, everybody, if you want to live a great life, get yourself a coach, somebody to help you, to accompany you, to support you on that journey. And you can contact either me or you can contact Nikki. We are both coaches. We are here to help you. And there are so many other coaches. So do not stay where you are, because you will feel stuck by yourself and you will struggle for years. So if you want rapid progress, life change, get a coach. Yes.
I 100% agree with that.
Thank you, Nikki. And my last thing, Nikki, my last question to you. Would you please tell us in a bit more detail about all the great things about these different communities that you have and the podcast that you have? Tell us more about that. And also, how can people reach out to you, Nikki?
Absolutely. I would love to share that. Yeah. So Building a Leadership Mindset, before it became a book, actually started as a YouTube channel,
okay,
which sat there for 2 years, because if it wasn't perfect, whether the script, my hair, my makeup, it wasn't getting done.
Okay.
And when I decided to name my book, I remembered that podcast, that YouTube channel, and I made it the name of my book. I made it the name of my podcast. And the goal for that started to bring people in my community. I first started speaking on it and just giving my feedback on life on different topics. But I said, no, I'm in all these communities. Let me highlight them and share their story, you know, so they're not just hearing it from me. But now we have others that are on different levels, whether just starting off or very, very successful in the 6 and 7 figures, and share their challenges and tips. So it became a resource for my community, which led me to build my Ladies of Leadership, which is empowering women and uplifting them and removing that competition element, removing the just removing all the things that society has put women against each other with. And it has formed so beautifully. It's been beyond my expectations. We are doing retreats. We're doing coaching courses, anthologies, so many things. And it's all about creating their blueprint, which men were asking, hey, how can I support? And we're like, no men's allowed in here. But I knew I was going on tour and we're going around the world. And when I say build leaders globally, I don't mean women, even though they are my first passion, because, again, I want women to support each other and be there for each other, because we need to bound together to change the trajectory of this dominant areas of men and, you know, also demand our presence. So in building that, we're going on score. We have virtual and live events throughout the year. And we're just, again, providing tangible tools on the spot whenever we connect that anyone that we connect with can actually walk away from and shift their mindset and make a difference and start earning the income that they deserve. So with all that being said, you can reach me on Facebook, Nikki Cuesta, or Building a Leadership Mindset. I have two pages. So if you friend one, I'm going to definitely friend you on the other. And what we do with our membership, it's not a waiting game membership. It's not get in the membership, we're going to give you some value. No, it's get in the membership and how can we highlight you as soon as possible? How can we get your message out there? How can we get you more exposure, visibility, and be able to step into your purpose on purpose? And if you feel like you're not there, then we're going to guide you all the way through it to the moon and back. And it's really a relationship building from the mindset of we're not going anywhere. We're going to stay with you until you are ready to continue to shine on your own. So that's really what we're about, but you can check out everything that we have on our website. Check out our podcast as well at www.buildingaleadershipmindset.com.
That is fabulous, Nikki, that you have all these platforms where you build communities, because that's what we need to do at this time, is start building communities and helping people to connect with each other, because we have felt so disconnected in this pandemic. So in building communities, in supporting each other, that's how we will all thrive together. Yes.
Agreed. Absolutely.
Thank you so much, Nikki. It's been a real pleasure to listen to you, to your story, and to the great things that you are doing, and to have taken your time to inspire the audience today and to give them hope that they can also be successful and they can shine their light to the world like you are doing. So you are a great example of that. Nikki, thank you so much for your time. And I wish you a lot of success. I will see you soon for an interview with you. And I would like to tell the audience, I thank you all for always listening, watching, sharing, and subscribing. And we will see you all very soon for another podcast episode. Thank you, everybody. And again, big thank you to Nikki.
Yeah.
Take care, everyone. Bye, Nikki.
Bye. Thank you so much for having me.